With Election Day less than 2 weeks away, there are a lot of political signs all over neighborhoods and street corners. This is Lisa Berry, but there's one sign that suggests nothing else other than sharing a bit of human kindness. Joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to tell us more about that is Ann Arbor resident Keith Kurz. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I first saw the sign, full disclosure, at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, and it kind of stands out. It's a blue sign, and it reads, "Humankind, be both." And I noticed it was attracting a lot of people. What's the story behind that?
Well, maybe it's a simple one. Maybe you're old enough to remember the five-man electrical band or their song, Signs. It went signs, signs, everywhere signs. So I got me a graphic designer, and I made up my own little sign. And I just wanted to get this message out.
And the message reads, as I said, humankind be both. Where did that come from?
I actually saw it the first time 5 years ago on a button. And then I looked, and it was not copyrighted. But if you Google it, you'll find hundreds of images of the same. And so I got a young artist who's a friend to do a graphic for us.
And you do mean young. How old is she?
She is 11 years old, and I can read you a quote from her. It's Shannon Kawada. She is both American and Japanese. She was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and she has lived half her life in Japan as well. And she said, I have a friend named Uncle Keith, and he came up with the idea of making yard signs. He hired me to make a simple design with humankind. Be both. I tried to make the sign be an invitation saying, it's easy. Anyone can be both. Come join us. Also, I hope little toddlers who haven't learned how to read could get the feel of it. I added a small pink heart after being inspired by my little sister, Erin.
Oh, and you're Uncle Keith, I'm assuming, right?
I am Uncle Keith.
And how do you know these young ladies?
Their father and I have worked together for more than a decade.
We'll put a picture of the sign up with this interview on our webpage, WEMU.org. But how would you describe what it looks like?
It is almost stick figure-ish, and it has smiling faces looking at each other and a smiling face looking at a heart. And in the O of both, it has a nice smiley face. And it's welcoming, and again, hopefully all people of the world, including Americans, can have the heart to be both human and kind.
And these signs are popping up all over Ann Arbor, is that correct?
They are. You can see them in many storefronts, including Zingerman's and Trackleman's and many other stores in Ann Arbor. And you will see them on people's lawns as well.
I'm Debbie Dingle's a fixture at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market every Saturday morning. I understand she saw one and got one herself.
And then posted something on her Facebook page with the girl's picture and a little write-up. And many people at the farmers market have taken signs and told us, I'm a principal in Wisconsin, and I'm going to go put this back in front of my school. And so they've gone to other states as well.
Humankind. I even heard there was a teacher who was teaching compound words and thought this would be a good sign to use for her class.
Great.
What kind of feeling are you hoping it evokes, or what kind of impact are you hoping this sign has on the community?
With COVID, we're all slowing down a little bit, and just being able to open your heart and being kind to each other is probably the biggest blessing I can think that we can give each other.
And can we get the signs after the election?
We're going to continue passing them out at the farmers market until they run out.
And I know you want to be humble about all of this, Keith Kurz, but the signs took some financing to put together, did they not?
They did.
And that came from?
Well, originally it came from me, and then last week we started taking some donations to perpetuate printing more signs. So there is a little bucket, and some people have chosen to add some money into the bucket, and we hope to continue printing.
But originally you funded this whole thing on your own.
Yes. And I say that because, you know, that was not supposed to be part of this.
I'm just trying to show your kindness about getting this message out there. And how many did you print the first time, and how many are you going for this time?
We've now printed 200 of them, and we'll just continue printing.
Do you know for how long you plan to have these available?
I don't. With winter coming, I'm not sure how the signs will hold up in the snow, and I'm hoping that the snow will not cover them.
Right. Will they be at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market this weekend, this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday we will be out at the Farmers Market, and the artist and her little sister will be holding them off in front of Carytown for people to come by and pick them up if they'd like.
Keith Kurz of Ann Arbor. The sign again reads, "Humankind be both," and we really appreciate you doing that for our community with these signs.
Thank you for having me on the show today.